This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, Keta, and happy Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week. Nemblumi Airi, I'm a proud Chinese Solomon Islander and Chukis, raised in Solomon Islands and now call Otipoti home. I'm also the host of another podcast on ORFM, specifically speaking, Voices of Oceania.
Hello, Keta, Nemblumi Charles. I'm also born and raised in Solomon Islands. I have Kiribati and British heritage, and I'm proudly one of the first Pacific lecturers in the archaeology program here at the University of Otago. And we're both members of the Solomon Islands Dunedin community.
This year's theme is Protecting Langus and Kalsa Bloyumi, Protect Our Language and Culture. We have the privilege of hosting the opening of our Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week here in Otipoti, Dunedin, but we also have other exciting activities taking place throughout the week. So what's happening this week, Charles?
Well, to kick us off, on Sunday, the 23rd of November, we're privileged to be hosting the official opening of the Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week. So this is on behalf of our other Solomon Island communities in New Zealand, and we have a national working group that basically prepares and plans towards this Language Week every year. This year, we're really grateful that we're continuing our partnership with Tuhura Otago Museum, who have generously provided the venue, Hutton Theatre, and they've also set up a temporary special exhibition of Solomon Islands artifacts in the museum. I want to give a special shout out to some staff at Tuhura Otago Museum who've made the opening possible, especially Leota, some of the curatorial staff, Moira and Anne, for their tireless efforts, supporting not only our Language Week, but other Pacific communities in Otipoti. So the event will open on the Sunday 23rd. Doors will open from 11:30 a.m. and our program will begin around noon. We'll have a range of cultural performances, some yummy refreshments provided by Precinct, and a really delicious Pacific-style buffet lunch or kakai catered by Sweet Revelations. That afternoon, we'll have some fun family-friendly activities, including weaving, making paper panpipes. So these are an iconic Solomon Islands traditional instrument, windblown and percussive instruments. I also want to acknowledge as the sponsors that have made that event possible, the Ministry of Pacific Peoples, the Dunedin City Council, and others, as well as Pacific Trust Otago, a really great supporter of our Pacific communities. The other supporters of the day include Island Fresh, DJ Graphics Solomon Islands, Relics Music and Hi-Fi, Whakatautua, and Anna Teofilo.
And Charles, is this a public event?
Yes, the Sunday 23rd, if you're in the museum, it's completely public, open. Come along to learn about Solomon Islands Pidgin language and our cultures and histories, and join us in some of the kakai and sharing.
You also mentioned earlier about this special exhibition that's going to be displayed at the Tuhura Otago Museum. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So that will be a temporary exclusive exhibition, so just taking place during that Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week. We're really proud of the exhibition because it's one of the first exhibitions we've seen at Tuhura Otago Museum to have labels in our language, in the Pidgin language. It's special also because we work closely with some of the curatorial staff to gain access, special access downstairs to their storage, and we handpicked a lot of the artifacts, collections that will be on display. We may have picked them because they meant something special to us, maybe this particular province in the Solomon Islands where we're from, but also its connection to, say, our traditional attire, histories, and so forth. So we're really excited about that.
There's also some other displays taking place around Dunedin during our Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week. Can you also share a little bit more about that?
There'll be two other displays. So one at Dunedin Public Library, and I really encourage any families to drop in there. We'll have some fun colouring activities, and you can educate yourselves about one of New Zealand's Pacific neighbouring countries. So there'll be some colouring of the national flag, and you can see other resources and books available there. And also the other display will be at the Central Library at the University of Otago. So if you go head into the link or the central the central library, take a left and you'll see a mannequin and a table displaying. The mannequin will be displaying some of the traditional attire from our home country. So we have some shell money, which is a traditional type of shell ornament or dress from a province called Malaita, one of 9 provinces in Solomon Islands, and a range of historical, biographical, and other interesting books about Solomon Islands.
And we just want to give a shout out to all of the community members and supporters of our Solomon Islands Dunedin community for your time and efforts in putting these displays together, but also to the community members who have donated, their treasured handicrafts and artifacts towards our Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week celebrations.
Yes, Ari, and we've highlighted how there's a lot of collective work and contributions being made by our Solomon Islands Dunedin community, but we also have international connections, and we're really excited on the day following our opening event on Monday, the 24th of November, at 2 p.m. in the Barclay Theatre at Te Huru Otago Museum. We're going to have a Dunedin first screening of a recently released Indigenous-produced documentary from Solomon Islands, called Te Puke. It looks really exciting. It came out not long ago, and it looks about it's going to be ex about traditional voyaging revitalization. So really excited about that. So across our events happening the week, I'm an archaeologist. So I'm really biased. I've talked about some of these cultural and artifact displays. What are you looking forward to in the week?
I'm actually really looking forward to our film screening of the Te Puke documentary. It's a community film screening and is totally open to the public. It's free. But this documentary showcases the epic voyage from the Taumoko to Honiara Solomon Islands to deliver the One Solwara, One Ocean message to Pacific Island forum leaders, and that just took place in September earlier this year. Another, I guess, element of our Solomon Island Pidgin Language Week celebrations here in Otipoti, Dunedin, is we've been able to host some podcasts just like this one that you're listening to. And I had the privilege of sharing space to talk story with Dr. Simon Salupuka, a Paramount Chief Noel Hatu, and one of the crew members of the Te Puke, Dixon, who all belong to the Waka Taumako Project Solomon Islands. I also got the privilege of chatting with Mary Polosovai, an author of some new children's books written in Solomon Islands Pidgin. I believe these are some of the first children's books written in Solomon Islands Pidgin and published here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. But tune in to our other podcasts throughout our Solomon Island Pidgin Language Week to learn more about these books as well as the Waka Taumako Project Solomon Islands. But Charles, why are these language weeks so important to Pacific communities like ours?
Ari, as you've highlighted, there's a lot of sort of wider impacts, positive impacts that we're seeing from our Pacific Language Weeks. So we are really privileged, really grateful. We had our inaugural Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week in last year, 2024. And this year we've seen, following that first language week, we've seen a lot of really positive ripple effects back in Solomon Islands. We've seen other Wantoks across, of course, Aotearoa, but then across the ditch in Australia, in the UK, really joining in the celebrations of Solomon Islands language. Yes, Pidgin language, but it has an incredible linguistic diversity. There's over 70 languages spoken in Solomon Islands. It's a very highly culturally diverse country within the Pacific. So yeah, these language weeks are important on a local level, our grassroots level here for our community, but it also strengthens our ties that we much needed, across our communities, across the countries within the Solwara or within Oceania.
And I think one thing that's special about Pidgin and is that it's a language that actually unifies Solomon Islands. As you mentioned, there's so many different languages and dialects across provinces, clans, tribes. But yes, Pidgin is the language that unifies our country, Solomon Islands.
Yeah, just building on your comment, Ari, I just wanted to highlight our other Wantoks from Vanuatu who celebrated their inaugural Vanuatu Bislama Language Week this year, as well as last year, our other Wantoks from Papua New Guinea celebrated the Papua New Guinea Tokpisin language. So something really unique about Pidgin languages or Creole languages is that they share a lot of historical similarities. And what's so great about that is that it's the when we're conversing, talk storying, sharing these stories between our different countries, different populations, we find solidarity, we find commonalities that bring us together.
And that's another value that we share across the Pacific. We always find the things that unify us. And although there are so many different languages, there are also many values that bring our Pacific communities together.
Well said. And speaking of unification, so if people interested in come together, join us for our Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Weeks, where can they be directed, please, Ari?
Well, apart from listening to this podcast on ORFM, you can also check out our Dunedin Wantoks Facebook page, and all you have to search is Dunedin Wantoks. You can also visit the Ministry of Pacific Peoples website and search for our Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week to find a few more resources in Pidgin. There is a prayer, there's also a hymn, as well as a few greetings and some phrases that you can learn in Pidgin from the Ministry of Pacific Peoples website. And if you have any queries at all about what's happening here in Otipoti, Dunedin, of course, you can message us on Facebook, but you can also email us on dunedinwantoks@gmail.com. There are so many cool events taking place across Aotearoa and that are being hosted by our Solomon Island Wantoks and communities. And you can keep up to date by visiting the New Zealand Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week Facebook page. We look forward to celebrating Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week with you. Don't forget to keep up to date with all of our activities by visiting our Facebook page and check out our other episodes on all 105.4 FM. Happy Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week from our Solomon Islands Dunedin community. Thank you, Tomas.
Thank you, Tomas.
Aswa Diana, hello kita. Nemblomi? Hem Irene Karongo Handube. I am Irene Karongo Handube. So, what does Solomon Islands Language Week mean to me? It means a chance for us to be visible in the community, a chance for us to connect to one another and to celebrate the beautiful diversity of our community. The 90 languages and cultures of Solomon Islands, or more, depending on who you talk to, and the wonderful vibrancy that all of those languages and cultures bring to us as Solomon Islanders. The theme, Protectem Langui San Kosha Belong Yumi, I have devoted my life to this. So I am a researcher doing research around our culture, our people, and our arts. So for me, this is a very special theme that gives us, again, more visibility, but celebrates who we are, celebrates every aspect of who we are, whether we are from urban centres or from regional areas, our tribal connections, our whakapapa, our family connections. It's just wonderful to be here together celebrating Solomon Islands and all that we are. How am I celebrating Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week? Well, we have a number of different things going on. We've got some celebrations at the museum starting at the beginning of the week on Sunday, November 24th. End of the week, we're finishing with a community picnic. So we will be connecting together as a community as much as we can through that week to celebrate. We will be connecting nationally. So there's ways that we will be listening, following social media, seeing what all the other regions are doing as well, and reflecting on that in all of our celebrations too. At such a time, I expect that we will also connect to our family back in Solomon Islands too. If you want to find out more about our events for Solomon Islands Language Week, you can follow our Facebook page and also our podcast on ORFM. Enjoy.
Secret lover, secret lover, keeping this romance undercover. You be my secret lover, keeping this romance undercover. Don't let it so out, girl, me coming over. And if you're home alone, girl, you just let me know. Could you be my secret lover, keeping this romance undercover? Don't let it so out, girl, me coming over. And if you're home alone, girl, you just let me know.
Hey, I saw you at the mall, standing with your man. Just a match, but me give
got your number in my phone. So when you're feeling kind of lonely someday, just call me up anytime, any day. She says she like for looking me right now. I'm like me for calling me right now. I'm said that fuck up a bar, I play foul. Hey, me na need ya truly. Could you be my secret lover? Keeping this romance undercover. Don't let it show out, girl, me coming over. And if you're home alone, girl, you just let me know. Could you be my secret lover? Keeping this romance undercover. Don't let it show out, girl, me coming over. And if you're home alone, girl, you just let me know.
Hey, yo, princess, you know we can make memories that can last forever. I'm trying to make you my secret. That's when a boy and a girl gonna be together. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you're wrong, Nick.
Be back again. Cannot erase you out of me head. Should we be together, girl? It will be my pleasure. I want you right away. I want you for my own. Can't fight this craziness, girl. Could you be love? Like a mistress in all my arms, could you be love? Every little chance she had, she come and give me love. Like the rain and the road, secretly making love. Time goes on and on and now we fall in love. Accidentally in love. But don't you hurry. Hope you understand the fact tomorrow would be sorry. Cause right now I still want it to be my. Could you be my
secret lover? Keeping this romance undercover. Don't let it show out, girl, me coming over. And if you're home alone, girl, you just let me know. Could you be my secret lover? Keeping this romance undercover. Don't let it show out. And if you're home alone, girl, you just let me know.
Hey, man. Hey.
When you talk run along, you save your mind, blue player. Oh, what a baby. Him now, way, way. Me wanna tell me if you choose for this. Cause I don't wanna cut the low to business. Oh, please, he don't be a.
Say you loving me, girl, me better happy. When now me wonder why you have to leave me, stop sore.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.